Let's talk now. Head coach Eric Miller over at Wallace. Coach, your team has really bounced back in a nice way. A couple of toughies to begin the year, but you've won two straight and 2-2 and with a big home game tonight against Wynnegate Palisades and two teams that I'm sure know each other pretty well, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. You know, a lot of respect for Wynnegate Palisades and their coaches over there. They do a great job, so we know it's going to be a battle whenever we play them.
Talk about the schedule so far, Coach. I know it sounds like a Cody Kilgore team that was just dynamite playing them in the opener. A pretty good team off the get-go, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Cody came out and they just kind of punched us in the mouth. We weren't able to get anything going offensively. Their defense was stout. Then we had a hard time slowing them down with their offense, too. They didn't fail much at all, just kind of good old-fashioned running and running all over us. So that was a tough first game. But, you know, we challenged our team after that. We knew we were a better team than that. And ever since then, we've responded. Even that week two against Garden County, you know, they're a great team out there in Oshkosh, and we battled right there with them. Had the lead for most of the game. Unfortunately, too many mistakes throughout the game, lost by one. But our offense kind of woke up that game, scored 42. Then after that, here these last couple games, our offense and defense has both played great with a good game against South Platte and then just Brady. But we know each week's going to be a challenge, so we got to be ready for Wynnegate Palisades tonight now.
Was that Garden County game to just come down to some extra points? Boy, it seems like you hit those extra points, it's going to help you in the end.
Oh, definitely. Extra points are huge, especially when you're kicking them in six-man football. Get that extra point, get the 2 points for it. We did not do well with our PATs that game. I think we had more touchdowns, but they made more of their PATs. But we got up 21-6 in that game. They fought back right before half. Second half was just a back-and-forth battle the whole game, so it kind of came down to who was going to have the ball last with enough time to score. And unfortunately for us, it was Garden County that day.
I know when it comes down to personnel, Coach, you lost some great leaders off that team last year, some quality seniors, some big shoes to fill for this year.
Yeah, definitely. You know, a couple big seniors last year that did a lot for us over the years. You know, great players, but we've really grown throughout the year. You know, like we talked about a little bit ago, beginning of the season, a little rough, and we knew it might take a little bit of time, but I really like where we're at now. Our seniors and juniors have kind of came along as leaders. We've got some good sophomores and a big freshman class who's already taken on some leadership positions. So I've been really proud of how that has grown and just really excited where we're at, but we have a long way to go, too.
Yeah, looking at your stats, you're getting contributions from a couple of different classes, kids in the classes, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. You know, kind of starts with our seniors, of course. Matt Lundgren being our quarterback and our leading tackler right now. And Riley Strotter, he's a two-time All-State D lineman, and he's playing a lot of fullback for us right now. A tough kid to bring down. And Chase Martin, our third senior, kind of provides some depth on the offensive and defensive line, has been doing a good job kicking off for us, too. But yeah, then like you said, we've got some juniors that are really chipping in a lot. Our leading rusher on the team is a sophomore right now. And then a lot of freshmen and a few of them getting some quality minutes already as freshmen. So we're a pretty balanced team grade-wise.
Good future. This future for this program is in good hands, isn't it?
Well, it's looking good so far. Of course, you just got to keep working at it, keep pushing them, and you know, keep positive attitude and just keep having that motivation to be the best you can be.
Wynnegate Palisades, we mentioned at the beginning, coming off a bang bang game with Southwest a lot of points in that one, and I'm sure you've had a chance to watch a little tape on the Broncos. What are your thoughts on Coach Frecks and his group once again for this year?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they've got some good pieces. They've got some big kids they like to run the ball with that are hard to bring down. So that's always a challenge if you're not tackling well and tackling low. But I know against Southwest, they threw the ball a lot, too. I think they had around 300 yards passing. So we know they have a guy who can throw the ball and some good receivers. So they present a lot of different things offensively, and especially Coach Geyer and Coach Frack. You know, they've been doing it a while, the six-man game. So we always know that it's going to be a challenge when facing them. And then a tough defense, too. They do a couple different things on defense and have some big boys like I talked about. So we know it's going to be a challenge. We've got to be locked in and focused tonight.
They compare to, I'm sure, maybe the first four games to one of those teams in any which way?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. They kind of had, South Platte had some good size. They had some good size, just like kind of Wynnegate Palisades did. Brady kind of had more of the smaller athletic type of kids, and Wynnegate has a few of them too. So, like I said, they can line up tight with their big guys and just run right at you, or they can spread it out and try to use their speed and throw the ball as well. So they're kind of a combination of a few different teams we've seen.
Well, Coach, it's kind of halfway point of the season. You got four games left. It's been that quick so far. Some big games tonight. Paxton on away. You've got Southwest on the road, and then a really good Arthur County team to end the home schedule. So some big matchups here in the last part of the season.
Definitely a tough district, and we knew it would be coming in. Not just tough district for us. Our non-district games were tough as well. But we talked about, hey, there's still a lot of, even though we started 0-2 non-district, our goals are still out there, still have a chance to win the district. We know each game is going to be tough. Each district team is tough, so you know each victory is huge. So we're looking for another one tonight, one game at a time.